Good morning, friends. I'm super excited to release this episode today. It's something that's been on my heart all week, and I've been really toying around what I thought about it and what I wanted to share with you guys because it can sometimes be a touchy topic. But before we get started on that, I really want to get super authentic with you and transparent. I love doing this podcast. I just love the way it makes me feel. I love that I can speak to people that want to hear me and I can help them move through things and give them new perspective on their current situation. It's just a beautiful place for me to be in, but it's a lot of work. And as I am a very, I put so much emphasis on emotional wellness and capacity and understanding what your limits are and where you want to put your energy into. I also think it's very important to know when you have energy leaks. So because of all this, it is on my mind to cut back down to one episode a week. And I'd love to get your input. But mostly, the biggest thing that's going to help me decide that is when you guys put in a review for the podcast. So if you could, and you haven't yet, go ahead and scroll down and leave me a review for this podcast because that's what helps it grow. That's how Apple picks it up and says, oh, people like this. Let me put it out there. Otherwise, they don't show it to people. They don't know who's looking for it. They don't know who's loving it. They just kind of, you know, let the people who subscribe to it find it, great, but they don't push it forward. There's no SEO backing. And so it's really important that I get reviews. So I know I already have a lot and I'm so thankful for the ones that I do have, but this would be a really amazing way for you to support my business and support me as a creative wanting to share with other people, you know, this other side of being a creative, right? This business side mixed with the energy work and the mindset and just really creating this community of people just like you who need a different perspective in their lives, who, you know, cherish and really appreciate the authenticity and integrity behind the work that I do. So if that is you, please leave me a review. And if you could subscribe and also pass it along to someone else, I am 5% top globally, and that is nothing short of a miracle. But at the same time, yeah, I want this to grow bigger. I have all of this resources out there, and I really want people to be able to tap into that and use it for their benefit, for their good, so that they can use the tips to help them shape their life in a way that really makes them more happy and enjoying their creative life as well. All right, guys, let's go ahead and start those credits, and then we will get into today's episode. Hey, friend, welcome to Deep Healing for Creative Entrepreneurs. My name is Aubrey Barr, and I am a subconscious release technique practitioner and photography business owner. I know you are sick of ending your day feeling overwhelmed and exhausted, and you are seeking a solution to help you feel creatively inspired and actively engaged in your business as well as personal life. In this podcast, we are going to dig into any limiting beliefs or subconscious programs that are keeping you in a space filled with anxiety and stress. This work is not a temporary solution for your life. No, this is a complete transformation. So grab your coffee or tea and let's start you on the road to healing. And let me just say, you can do this, you are worth it, and you are meant to thrive in life and business. So let's dig in. So one thing that has been heavy on my mind and my heart, even, I guess even 6 months ago is when this really started, was this emphasis that has been on the feminine energy versus the masculine energy. And when I say versus, I don't mean they're against each other, but it's just a different way to look at it, right? We all have a little bit of both in us. But when we lead our business with masculine energy and we are women, it tends to not work long term or cause us burnout, or, you know, it's just a more pushy way of doing things. And it works so good for the men out there. So if you're a man, you absolutely can still listen to this episode. And I'm not hating on you, because guess what? There's a place for all of us in the world. But with women, we do tend to carry this extra baggage with us that has a lot to do with the way society kind of looks at us, right? We need to bend our will, and we need to bend what is a priority for us in our lives in order to put other people first. And there is so much truth to this. You know, raise your hand if you're a mom or a wife that absolutely has put aside your own needs for someone else. I mean, it's almost second nature. Actually, it probably is. But when we look at that and we see that that's in our lives, it's a very feminine energy. But what happens is that we have so many of these programs in our heads that are telling us what we're supposed to do, right? You know, we had made this plan to hang out with our girlfriend for lunch. It's been on the books for months. And then all of a sudden, so-and-so has something, you know, like a dentist appointment that we forgot we scheduled or something like that. And we've got to drop it and we change everything so we could take the kid to the dentist. And we kind of give our needs the back seat, right? There's nothing wrong with this scenario. And I'm not trying to down on people that would do that, because I'm 100% a mom first and a wife first, right? However, when we can't look at a situation like that with the understanding that that priority, like meeting with our friend, is actually something big for us. It's actually something that feeds our soul. Now, maybe you saw that friend last week and not such a big deal anymore. Or maybe you've been putting this off for a long time. If that's the case, then yeah, you kind of have to weigh it a little heavier. And it's so hard in our minds to be able to do that freely when we are constantly being plagued with these programs around what makes us a good mom, what makes us a good wife, what makes us a good business owner. So that's what I want to challenge people to do. And I specifically was thinking about this for my membership group, We Are Magnetic Women, because this month, that is our focus. It's all about people pleasing, okay? And just knowing the difference between leaning into that feminine energy and also providing space for opportunities for ourselves, because that's what happens when we cut that off, right? We are closing off opportunities, and then we wonder why we don't have any coming our way. There's no space for them. When we put ourselves last consistently and predictably, then there's no space for bigger opportunities. I heard this quote from one of my coaches, and I don't know which one it is right now, but they were talking about how we constantly do the same things, right? We're always in this routine. We always take the same route to school. We always, you know, head over to whatever, all in the same direction all the time. We have our favorite lunch spots. We have our favorite places to go to the park. You know, we have our favorite places we like to work. All of these things are consistently the same. And that's fine. Okay. I'm a routine person myself. However, when you don't allow space for something different, you never put yourself in an opportunity for that something different. So if you're wanting new, bigger things, then you really have to start looking at your everyday actions and shifting those around and maybe looking for something different, maybe looking for a different route or a new coffee place to try or a new friend to meet up with, right? When you do that, you allow for the world to offer you different circumstances and opportunities and all of that. So it's just another way to look at things, like what can you do today to shift up the norm, put yourself in a different situation. And when you start to practice and exercise that muscle, it gets bigger and bigger, and it allows you to make choices that would be in line with the person you're trying to be and not the person you want other people to know you are. So leaning back into that people-pleasing mentality because you're so routine and you're not allowing for new opportunities. Like, here's a way to just start stretching that muscle a bit and seeing what the world gives you. I would love to know what opportunities come up for you when you just change one thing. Maybe you're going to go to this new networking group this next week. What's going to happen? Who knows, you guys? We just don't know. But when we're constantly bombarded with what we, quote, should do versus what we feel like doing, we absolutely are saying no to anything big, anything new, anything exciting. And I really want to push women outside of that boundary. If you guys are feeling up to it and you want to join me on this journey to release that people-pleasing mentality, absolutely check out this course. I'm calling it Peace Out People Pleasing because I feel like it's really hard to say and it's kind of catchy, but honestly, the title might change. When I do these pre-sales and I sell my courses for super inexpensive, like this one is like $300 off what I'm going to have it as in 2 weeks, it's a good opportunity for me to kind of play with what I want to call it while still building it out. And so if you jump in now, it's $147. But yes, like I said, in a couple of weeks, it will be $497 or more, depending on how many modules I end up doing and how much of shifts I see happening for people. So yeah, if you want to jump in now, it would be a great time, you guys, a great time to just start thinking about things differently so that you can allow for more open energy, more open space, something that is so hard to get to otherwise. It is so hard. So yes. Jump in, join this challenge with us. There's already 10 or 11 women in there. I'm in there. I'm always learning alongside of you guys while I also teach, which is fun and exciting. And there will be some energy releases in there. There's always a component of coaching and mentoring and being a consultant. All of those things are in my courses because I want to help you guys along the best ways possible. And getting that insight knowledge of you and what you're dealing with at that time really helps me to be able to shape a course around everything that you need. So I'm absolutely so excited to see you guys in there. I will leave the link in the comments. Sign up today. The discount will be there through the weekend. And yeah, I'm just super excited to be on this adventure with you guys, to see how much we can shift our feminine energy and still be super strong and super relatable and just understanding what makes us truly happy inside. Gosh, there's so much purpose in there. There's so much purpose and so much wisdom and so much passion that I'm really hoping to be able to help you guys unlock. All right, have a beautiful weekend, everybody. We'll talk soon. I hope this podcast spoke to you in some way. If it did, please go ahead and leave me a review and subscribe so that I know you're enjoying what you hear. And further, if you know somebody else who owns their own creative business and struggles with anything that we spoke about, please pass this on because it is my hope that we will be able to build a community of like-minded individuals who love on each other and appreciate the many facets that make our creative business so unique. And lastly, check out the show notes to find my free Facebook community and other useful links to work with me. All right, friend, see you soon.